Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, text, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Dooley.
Good morning, Reefa. Good morning, everyone. And here we are at the 19th. Good morning, Reefa. Hello, people.
Good
Hello,
morning.
October 19th, Reefa, can you believe it?
I know. This year is flying by. We're almost to the the start of the real holiday season, starting with Halloween, and then it seems like it's just holidays straight on through for the rest of the year.
And I feel like I was just saying this to you last year. I can't believe it's almost holiday. And here we are again. You know, people say when you get older, time seems to fly, but I don't know, is that true? It kind of does in a way. Every time we turn around, we're doing our show, and that's just a week. But people are getting ready to take off, or either they're getting ready to go out. I don't know if you're going anyplace. You usually take off over the holidays. But, you know, I was doing a little research, and I was surprised. Spain, the coastal areas, Greek islands, Canary Islands, Florida, Mexico, these are the top places people are going. And I think it'll be California for me. I don't know about
you. For the first time, I'm going to be out of town for Christmas. I don't think I've ever been out of Los Angeles for Christmas. And I'm actually going to go on a cruise and spend Christmas Day at sea.
Not bad, not bad. Yeah, you went on the cruise down along Mexico, I think, last time, didn't you?
Right, I'm going to Mexico again. This time I'm going to, I think, Acapulco and Puerto Vallarta or someplace. I don't remember where it is, but before I've been going to Ensenada. So this one's going to be a little bit different. I love cruising to Mexico. It's like a vacation where you get all the advantages of being away from home, different atmosphere, but at the same time you don't have to go far and you don't have to pack and unpack and pack and unpack. You just take your stuff once, get on the boat, and have a great time. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's cool. How are the rooms? Do you get a pretty good-sized room or are they kind of
smaller? I don't get the luxury rooms because you don't spend a lot of time in the rooms. But you can get really good fares for the smaller cabins. But you can get, full suites, you know, if that's what you want to spend your money on. I'd rather spend it at the casino, but you can hear that from me. But I think it's up to our Hot Topics time.
Ripped from the headline, today's Hot Topics.
Well, my hot topic today is the Natural Health Fair that's going to be taking place this Saturday on October 24th. And hopefully we have my good friend Kelly Capel on the line here. Kelly, are you there?
I sure am.
Hi,
Miss,
Kelly.
Miss Christmas Cruiser.
Yes.
Hello, Kelly.
So tell us about the health fair that's going to take place this Saturday.
Oh, my God, we are so excited. My good friend and partner in this, Roz Jordan with RozWorks, she and my company, Hollywood Health, are co-producing the Natural Health Fair and Oil Bar over on Overland at the Riddick Center. It's right across the street from the elementary school right there at 2634 Overland Avenue. And it's free to attend. We're going to have everything. We've got a new technology. We've got Dr. Hanhati Khalsa, who's coming with his just amazing diagnostic and biofeedback machine called the CyberScan. We've got a scalar wave cold laser therapy, all these new cutting-edge, non-invasive, natural technologies. And then we've got a whole day of mini workshops and panels. And we've got little stations for, like, alkaline water, natural makeup. We've got food samples. We've got little cooking demonstrations. It is going to be so much fun. The whole thing is to empower people at a grassroots level, giving them an experience and empower them with education, information, to be able to make choices for themselves that are natural. You know, everybody is the doctors these days are over-prescribing, you know, medicine and things like that. And we just want people, we're very passionate about, as you know, about holistic lifestyles and being able to treat, you know, all kinds of illnesses naturally and just by simple diet changes or lifestyle changes. I mean, like you've experienced, Rita.
Absolutely. I'll be able to show off my new body.
Exactly. I'm so excited to see it. So it's going to be really so much fun. It's from 10 to 4 p.m. at like I said at the Riddick Center. And you can
How much does it cost?
It's free, baby.
If it's free, it's
free. And actually,
free,
you know what?
Me. That's good.
We're trying to launch this. It's a really conscious business model, and it's free for exhibitors as well. So we're looking for some big sponsors. We want to really empower the local businesses and put them in touch with, you know, the community in a really supportive, symbiotic way. And so for the exhibitors, we're just asking for an item to be donated to the silent auction and then one for the raffle. We're going to have a raffle every hour on the hour, and that's all they have to put forth. And they can promote, you know, their business and really give an example of what they do, a demonstration to the community.
So to get in touch with you as someone who wants to have a booth or someone who just wants to attend, they can go to naturalhealthfairs.com and get all the information. That's naturalhealthfairs, FAIRS.com, and get all the information about being someone who just find out about health, someone who wants to display their wares, and it's all
free,
it's all
baby.
Good.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for letting us know about it. That's going to be on Saturday, October 24th from 10 to 4 at the Riddick Center, 2634 Overland Avenue. If you don't make a reservation, you can just come on down anyway.
Just
come on down.
And you can bring the kids.
And you can bring the kids.
It's a great area, and we're going to have some kid activities as well. So bring the kids, bring the whole family. This is really an experience for the whole family.
Does everybody
Wonderful.
Get a picture with Kelly?
What's that?
Does everybody get to have a picture with Kelly?
Absolutely. We'll have selfies. We're trying to put together a little photo booth, too.
We'll
see how that one works out. Yeah, but it'll be fun. This is our first one.
That's so cool.
Yeah, this is our first one.
Thank you so much for telling us about it. And I know I'm going to be there. Kelly's going to be there. And we hope all of you will be there. Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome. Thanks
so
much for helping me spread the word.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So cool. Now, Jim, what's your hot topic for today?
Well, my hot topic is we have a super special guest, and Johnny Vegas Namer, a world-renowned lacrosse player. He's a YouTube expert host, podcast host. He's just an inspirational guy. He's amazing. Now, you've met him, I think, Rita, and, you know, we have our situations where we try to bring on the positive when it comes to retirement or whatever age, and
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Ezizuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself, and other celebrities including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, ericzuley. I'll hook you up.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuley and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
So, now we're back. And Jim, you were introducing Johnny. Johnny, are you on the line now?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Yes, great. How are things going with you?
Yeah, things are going great, and thank you guys very much for having me on your show, and I'm excited to talk about the Hope Tour.
The Hope Tour. All right. Tell us about the Hope Tour.
Well, yeah, so me and Jim have been working on this with Eric for a while, and since that me and Jim are both cancer survivors and inspirational people, we felt like it'd be a good idea to go around to different children's hospitals and inspire the cancer patients there and possibly bring some of their favorite Disney celebrities and just give them some words to help them fight the battle with cancer.
Awesome. So when does the Hope start?
Well, Jim, I know Jim's been working on the details with Eric, so Jim, you might have more information on the logistics and stuff. I know that we haven't set a date yet, but it's on the way to launching.
Awesome. Now, you're saying that you're a cancer survivor. I don't think I knew that. Maybe I did. How long have you been cancer-free?
So I'm 28 years old now, and when I was 15 years old, a freshman in high school, I battled a rare form of brain cancer, and I beat it in 2003, a few months after I got diagnosed, and so now I'm going on 13 years cancer-free.
John has been in, well, you know, this is a baby boomer thing, John. I'm talking, and I had it on mute, so that's just a little baby boomer mistake here, a little thing.
I was wondering.
But anyway, Reefa, John has, you know, we on a lot of our shows, we talk about inspiration and examples of people that, you know, they come through and they just have lifestyles that that help change the doom and gloom and the negative. And John is totally in that category that can help, because I've seen him at some of these matches. And, you know, John had a diagnosis that was serious, like myself, and he just totally went forward defying the odds, and I wind up seeing him. He's on a world tour with the lacrosse, and I wasn't that familiar with it, but, boy, I am now. And he's out there, you know, one of the top players with this lacrosse. I don't know if you've ever played it, Reefa. I don't know. What do you think, John? You think John Reefa would be a good lacrosse player?
No, I
well,
don't
yeah.
do any contact sports. I do individual sports, okay?
Well, women's
well,
lacrosse
we,
is actually
as far as
much different. Yeah, there's not that much contact in women's lacrosse, so you might be able to do it.
Any contact is too much for me. Okay? I just bought one of those hoverboard things with the two wheels, and you ride on it like a horizontal skateboard.
Yeah.
And I just fell off of that. But I'm getting back up on it, and I'm going. So as much contact as I want to have is with me and the ground, okay?
Yeah, yeah. As talented as you are, Reefa, with your twerking and everything, I wouldn't do the board, really. But
yeah.
Now, John, as far as the tour and everything, Eric's putting together, we're going to do a launch and get the word out. And we've been touching bases with Miller Hospital down in Long Beach. And what, you know, John mentioned, we're going to try to put together a few of the Disney kids, because I called and talked to the some of the people down there, asked what their requests were. And they gave us a list of some of the kids that are in the Disney situation. And we're going to try to wrangle a couple of them and bring them down and maybe do a little thing. And basically, it's, Reef, it's bringing, like John says, a little bit of positive down there, because when I and John went through this, we both know it's not the most happiest place on earth. And it's too much doom and gloom. And my response to these people was, hey, you guys need a little bit more positive in this place, you know. And that's what we plan on doing, you know. Like, it makes a big difference when you go into something with a positive attitude. I mean, I related that to John. They asked Larry King, of all the shows you did, give us one show that stands out. And he said, there was one show, and of all my shows, nobody ever agrees, especially when you have more than three people. Well, they had six people on the show, three religious and three science people. And they said they would never agree. And they gave them one statement. The way in which you think determines the outcome. And all six people nodded their head in agreement that, yes, the Bible says the way in which you think determines the outcome. And they say science proves the same thing. So that's what we're kind of shooting for. And John's a good example of this, and in more ways than one. You know, this is just part of it, because he's also a YouTuber, a podcast host, and, you know, so on and so forth. He's got a lot going. So how's the show going, John, on the podcast?
Yeah, the podcast is going great, and I've been uploading all of my podcast episodes to YouTube as well, and that takes a lot of work. You know, you got to get the pictures to appear at the right time. So, and if like I introduce the guests, you know, I want their picture to pop up and what we're talking about. So it's a lot of editing, but I'm self-taught with that, and I've been able to edit some pretty good videos. And yeah, my YouTube channel is Ministry of Lacrosse, but I also do other things other than lacrosse on there.
And John,
all right. So how can they find your podcast?
Well, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/entertainmentbroadcastnetwork, and then you can go to youtube.com/ministryoflacrosse, and then also on Twitter at Johnny Vegas Namer. No H in Johnny, just J-O-N-N-Y.
J-O-N-N-Y. And Reefa, John and his father and John's brother drove almost 3 hours to come down and help support our Special Olympics when we hosted Spain and Indonesia way out here in Mission Viejo. And we really appreciate that. And you were able to give everybody a high five, I saw in the video.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a great experience.
And that was about 170 high fives too, Rita. That wasn't just like 5 or 10 people. There's a lot of people there. No, that was a great experience. But, John, you got so what's – well, I guess there's enough on your plate right now. You don't need anything more going on. But we're going to be getting together, and, you know, we're going to be – Eric's putting together a launch, and we hope to see you there, John. And we're going to – we hope to see you there. Well, he's going to be the main attraction. but we will be – we're probably looking at a couple months out, and I'd say maybe December, maybe January. I don't know. I'll talk to Eric. But we'll probably be seeing you before that, John. And
definitely.
I know you're a busy guy. So when is the next lacrosse tournament coming up? Because I did have a chance to go down and film you when you were down in the San Diego area. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah. So my next event is coming up in about 2 weeks. It's in Hawaii. I've organized a team that plays there, and I play on the team as well. We've played there every year for the last 3 years, and it's the Hawaii Lacrosse Invitational in Honolulu, Hawaii, and it takes place on Halloween weekend, and we have a really good team this year. And then after that, set to go to Prague in April for the second year in a row, and then Budapest, Hungary in the summer of 2016.
Oh, wow. So,
awesome. So if a young man was interested in learning how to play lacrosse or getting involved with your team, how would they do that?
Well, there's all these great YouTube videos of that could teach someone how to play lacrosse if they have no idea what to do. And then also I would suggest if somebody doesn't know anybody else in their class that plays lacrosse to, you know, reach out, look online, search your city and state, look up youth lacrosse or high school lacrosse, whatever age you are, leagues in the area, and then I'm sure you'll be able to find a team or, you know, some program to get into. And they always have clinics and stuff that are sometimes non-contact to get you used to the basic skills, passing and catching. And but yeah, lacrosse has grown so much, it's pretty much everywhere now, so there shouldn't be a problem finding a team.
So cool. John, what was the little turning point that of all the things you could have went into, were you watching a film or was it a friend of yours? What kind of brought you into that world?
Well, so lacrosse was brought out to my area and pretty much all of California in 2002 when I was in eighth grade. And a group of guys that played back east, they had these clinics during PE classes at my middle school and a bunch of middle schools in the surrounding areas. And so they had us pick up the sticks and teach us the basics and stuff. And then they said, in 3 weeks, we had this clinic set up. You can come play for free and to try it out. And then if you like it, sign up for our first inaugural season. And so right after the PE class, I gathered my friends and said, we're definitely going to this clinic. We loved the clinic, signed up right away. And the team that I played for, we were pretty bad, and our name was the Goonies. We ended up not winning a single game that year, but that had no impact on my decision to stick with it.
Well, let's see. That's what I was telling you, Reza. That's the resilience factor. Now he's all over. What was the date on the Hawaii trip again?
It's October 30th, 31st, and November 1st.
You're a man after my own heart. If I'm going to organize a trip or a game or whatever, I'd organize it in Hawaii. That sounds like a good move for me.
I am going to try to, I don't know, I can't promise anything, John, but I don't know about Reese. She might be a party pooper, but I'm going to try to get down there. What do you think, Reese? That'd be fun.
I can't make it to Hawaii for October, but it does sound like a great place to be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try.
You pretty much play a game and then you go into the beach. I mean, it's awesome.
Awesome. Well, Johnny, thank you for joining us on our program. I really look forward to hearing more about the HOPE Tour. Today's been a day of cancer survivors. Kelly was on the line earlier, and Kelly is also a cancer survivor. And that gives all of us a lot of hope because we never know when we're going to be struck with some affliction. And it's always great to hear those stories of hope and you know, resilience.
Thank you, John. Thank you
very much for having me on.
You got it.
Thank you for coming on.
All right. So, see, Reese, I told you, John is a perfect example of resilience and determination and drive and all those terms that are so important. And, you know, even in the realm we're in, you know. Because our own little group has its own situations. You know, when you get in the retirement phase, you and I both know from our reports, the, you know, new set of problems that come along when you retire. One of them is an empty pocketbook, but, you know, for a lot of them. But
well, that's why I want to encourage people to come to this health fair this next Saturday. I mean, natural health really seems to be the way to go now. And we all have our little health issues, whether we're young or old. And I've got to tell you, Jim, my health numbers have been phenomenal in the last over 2.5 month period. I mean, I've lost weight. My cholesterol numbers are much lower. My blood sugar numbers are much lower. My blood sugar numbers are normal. They went from, you know, the doctor fighting with me over medicine to normal in 2.5 months. And it's all been through natural means. So, yeah, we've got to do stuff. We've got to take a handle of our own health because, you know, there's way too much medicine out there. And a lot of it's not curing us.
And, Risa, you know, I don't want to get into a bunch of stuff, but, you know, we've had conversations about people we've talked to and so on that have taken prescriptions to help. And, I mean, I know there's a lot that help. That situation with whatever prescription it is may help them, but all of a sudden there's another thing that's making them not feel good. It's like a yin and the yang. I'm like, oh, I've been feeling better, but now I'm not feeling so good on this side. It's like, is it good or bad? When it helps you in a way, but then it raises your blood pressure. So you stop taking it and your blood pressure goes down, but then your original problem comes back. You know, the prescription pills, it's like they're not natural, so... The holistic thing and the natural foods, I think it's a better route to go. I'm
absolutely.
Are
you going to do your gym today, Jim?
You know what? We don't have time for a gym.
I can do a quick tech time.
You can do a tech time and
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
I was going to talk about online banking a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't remember whether I talked about it or not. But I'm going to talk about it again because all of a sudden, the banks are closing branches. They've been setting up these accounts for years, and if you talk to an actual person, you had to pay more. If you physically went inside the bank, you had to pay more. And now they're physically closing branches, and I was quite upset because even though I hardly ever go inside my bank is literally 3 blocks from my house. I can walk there if I have to. Well, they're closing that branch, and the next closest branch is definitely not in walking distance. So I'm very happy that I already have online banking set up. So I'm trying to advise people, set up your online banking now because they're going to be closing down more branches and you're going to need to know how to do this and get in front of that learning curve. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want my information on the Internet. Your information's already on the Internet. Trust me, it is. So once you sign up, instantly you get to see everything that's on there because it's already there. And when they steal the information from the banks, they don't steal it from individuals. They steal it from the bank. You hear these stories now where 20,000, 30,000, 100,000 people's information has been stolen. They're getting that directly from the bank or from the institution. So you might as well get on board and take advantage of what it offers to you. It's really easy to sign up for online banking. You just go to the online banking account page for your particular bank, whether it's Citizens Bank or Bank of America or Trustco Bank, whatever bank it is, you just go to their sign-up page. You do need some information like your bank account number, your ATM card number, and your Social Security number. They'll ask you some security questions so you can – you know, sometimes it's like, what was the first street you lived on, or what high school did you graduate from, or mother's maiden name. Make sure you answer all of the security questions. That's very important in case you do lose your password, that they will be able to restore it to you so you can get back to your account. And make sure you pick a unique password. We're all bad about using easy passwords like our birthdays or our kids' names. Especially for your bank account, pick a very unique password. If you have to have a 4-digit code, pick a unique, just random 4-digit code so it's not as easy to crack. And set up your online banking account. You can transfer money in and out of accounts. My grandson tends to get stranded out of town. I can transfer money to his bank account without ever leaving my house. And usually it doesn't cost a dime if it's within the same banking system. And usually it's instant if you have it set up in advance to send money to your kids, your grandkids, wherever they are. It really makes it convenient. But more so than anything, they're going to close these branches and it's going to be more inconvenient to do your banking. You can even take a picture of a check that you receive and post it right from your phone directly into your bank account. I don't like doing that so much because it usually takes 3 days for it to actually post. But the further and fewer banks that there are, that might be a convenience that you really do want to use. So I really want to encourage you, don't be scared. Join online banking. And you know what, Jim? We're just about out of time. So, Risa,
what you're saying is the brick-and-mortar statistic, it's just another brick-and-mortar statistic where I didn't think of it that way, but a lot of these stores are folding up because, you know, it just costs too much and people do it online. So it's actually happening in the banking world now, too. That's interesting. So we're going to see more of these little teller machines rather than the bank, right? Rita,
the banks are going. They're going the way of all brick and mortar. I buy almost everything online. I buy my dog food online because I don't want to carry it from the store. I buy a lot of clothing online.
I wonder,
not to do a plug, but Groupon has great prices.
I wonder if some of these big shopping centers are going to start folding up. These big mega centers, you know.
They are already. Some of them are ghost towns. I've seen on the news where some of the big shopping centers, they've just pulled out all the stores have pulled out, and only the poor stores that have like 10-year leases and have 5 years left are stuck, you know, in some of these big shopping malls.
I don't know if you saw the latest fashion, Metropolitan Fashion Week, at Warner Brothers. Eric had his people film, it's going to be up. You just go to the Easy Way Broadcasting and Fashion. That was an amazing event. And, but I just, you know, I wanted to let
well, there's
you do
a bunch
your
of stuff. There's a bunch of stuff on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. People should go there and find out what's hot, what's not. They can see the pictures of all the great events that have been going on. There's a lot of stuff coming up. It's really the place to find out what's going on.
Well, exactly. And my hot topic, we'll continue that next week, but it was basically, moving forward. When there's mistakes and when people have issues in their life, it's just keep moving forward, and that's what John was all about. And that was a perfect example. Whatever happens, he just keeps moving forward. So he's a great example for that. And, guys, thanks for coming on today. And we'll be talking to you next week, Reese. We'll hang up the phone. It'll be time to pick it up again.
Yeah, I know it will. Well, everyone have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Monday, 10 a.m. Tell a friend. Tune in.
Tell a friend to tune in. So long, everybody. Baby Boomers Live, signing out.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Reese Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.